Hello, and welcome to the Make Your Business Boom podcast. I'm Eric Lors, your personal business mind optimization strategist, and I'm here to help you fully utilize your mind so you can fully leverage your business resources and fully profit from your business. Now, I want you to get the most you can out of today's podcast, and to do that, I have my three simple rules that I always ask everybody to follow. Number one, no multitasking. Number two, get excited. You are about to learn information that will massively impact your business and bottom line. And number three, take notes. If you get a flash of wisdom or incredible learning or something like that while you're listening, write it down because that's how this is supposed to work. Now today we're going to be talking about a very, very powerful concept. As a matter of fact, if you use this concept, if you ingrain it into your DNA, if you use this every day in your business, you will create a business that can literally go from zero to $1 billion business in a matter of 2 to 3 years. Are you ready? The subject of today's podcast is Problems Are the Answer. Now imagine your business. If every time you had a problem in your business, you looked forward to it. As a matter of fact, every time you had a problem, you said, yes, I can't wait for this problem because it's not a problem for me. It's going to be more money in my pocket. Imagine if you had that kind of quote-unquote problem in your business. You'd have no more problems. You could easily, continually create massive wealth from your business. And you'd become one of the single most enlightened and self-developed people on the entire planet Earth. Would you like to have that kind of power? Then keep listening. Now, about a year ago, I was working with a company, and they were having issues with their customer service people. And what they kept saying was, well, the customer service people, they're rude, they're this, they're that. And they wanted me to come on in and help them to adjust the quote-unquote attitude of these customer service people. So I went in, and when I talked with the customer service people, they said, well, sometimes people call up, very rarely, and they'll tell us how much they like the product. And when they tell us how much they like the product, well, we're very nice and da-da-da, but a lot of people call up to complain. And I'll tell you what, one of these people was telling me, at the beginning of the day, I have some patience, I'm able to go through the motions, but the truth is, by the end of the day or by the middle of the day, I've heard so many complaints, so many problems, I'm ready to kill somebody. Because all they do is whine and complain and whine and complain, and we just shuffle the papers along, and people just keep calling and whining and complaining. Problem, 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 problem. We can't stand problems. Now, at the same time, the company had been having some ups and downs in terms of profitability. And I sat down and I said, okay, how can we make the problems into more money? And I sat there and I actually sat in on some customer service calls listening in. And after a while, I started to say to some of the customer service people, you know, they were giving you some information there. They were telling you what they wanted. More than just the product right now. They were telling you how they wanted to be serviced. They were telling you that they needed, you know, more parts or more time or better billing options, etc., etc., etc. They were giving you, a lot of times, they were giving you what they wanted. They said, well, yeah, that's great, but management doesn't allow that. They have very strict rules. Here's how we do what we do. Here's the options open to us. That's it. That's all. So I went up to the management and I said, look, I don't think you got bad customer service people. I think the issue is that we have customer service options that are highly limited and aren't allowing the customer service person to fully service the customer. That's making the customer angry, which is losing you the customers, which is losing you the repeat business, which is losing you all of this stuff and the bad reputation, etc., etc. And I told them about my experience sitting on the phones. And I said, to be honest, guys, here's what's happening. Your customers are telling you what they want, and you're saying, we don't care. The fact of the matter is, your customers are trying to give you a fortune. You see, every problem that you solve today is tomorrow's option. So let's say you sell widgets, and your customers call up and they say, look, right now you sell widgets in boxes of 100. I don't need 100 widgets a month. I need 30 widgets. Well, we only sell them in boxes of 100. Take it or leave it. Well, you probably just lost a customer. Now, they might go somewhere else and spend a little bit more but you want per widget, but you want to know what? If they're getting their 30 widgets a month, that's all they need, they're going to go there. Now, imagine that same person calls up and says, I need 30 widgets a month, and you only sell in boxes of 100. What can we do? And you say, or your customer service person says, right now we can't do anything, but I'll tell you what. I think it's a great idea. I'm going to take your idea, I'm going to give it to management, and I'm going to see if we can do something. Is it okay if I contact you back in a couple of days to see, you know, if we've had any changes and to see if we can help you? Sure. Now, if your customer service person actually has the ability to then go to management and say, hey, this is what the customer said they wanted, or here's today's lists of ideas that customers generated for us, and I really think that these ones are valid, and you can say, you know what, hey, it's not going to take much more for us to box them in packs of 30 instead of packs of 100, then you give the ability to that customer service person to call back a customer, which rarely happens in customer service, to call back a customer and say, you know what, we are now starting next month, we're going to start boxing them up in boxes of 30. Would that work for you? Yes, that's going to be great. Now, two things have just happened. A, you've saved a customer, but B, you've also shined in the customer's eyes, which means that anytime somebody asks them about where to buy widgets, they're going to be looking at your company. You see, you're going to be building a reputation for customer service. And at the end of the day, if customers know I can come here and I can get what I want, and if it's not exactly how I want it, I can work with them and they're going to give it to me how I want it or as close to how I want it as possible, you're going to skyrocket in reputation. And that reputation over time is going to be worth hundreds of thousands, millions, multi-millions, maybe even billions of dollars. The other thing is this. A lot of times customers will call you up and they'll say, hey, you sell widgets. And the truth is, I need widgets, but I need the widgets to do this. I need them to spin this direction instead of that direction. Now, you can again go with the old policy of, well, our widgets spin this way and that's it. But if you say, hey, nobody else has widgets that spin that way, and we've had several people call and say, we need widgets that spin counterclockwise, and you're the first one to market with it, boom, you now have a captive audience. This goes on every single day in every corporation that has a customer service system, and even small corporations that don't have a customer service system, that are just one-man operations that are getting phone calls. Your customers are literally trying to give you new product and service ideas. Now, obviously, some of them are frivolous, or some of them are way outside your ability to make a profit from, but I'll tell you, probably 80% of the ideas that come across customer service lines every day could be products or services that could create multi-millions, if not billions of dollars for corporations. So problems are the answer. And this concept plays into the heart of entrepreneurialism. Remember that an entrepreneur is simply somebody who solves a problem for a profit. Now imagine, instead of having to be the entrepreneur who goes running around looking for problems to solve, you simply sit there and let people call you up and tell you how to solve them. Right then and there, you have gone from running around foraging for scraps to building a powerful billion-dollar business. So how do we utilize the concept of problems are the solution? How do we put jet engines on this puppy and make it work for us right now as fast as possible? Well, get ready to pick up your phone. And here's what you're going to do. You're going to call up all of your current customers. And you're going to talk to them about your products and services. And you're going to say, if you had any problems at all with anything or any issues or any desires with anything that we do, what would they be? Now, most customers are not used to this. Again, they're used to waiting until there's a real problem to call you up. But since you're being open and honest, since you're calling them, since you're initiating, they're going to feel much more comfortable to open up to you. And they're going to tell you honestly, this is what I'm having issues with, or this is how this widget could work better for me. Take down notes on everything, everything, everything. Ask questions until the cows come home. You want to know every single issue they have with your products and services. Step number two, you're going to pick up the phone again. This time, you're going to call your past customers. That's right, all of those nasty, dumb people who stopped using your products and services. You're going to call them up, and you're going to say, hey, you know what we're trying to do? We're trying to improve all of our products and services. And you left us, which means that you had some issue with our products and services. It could have been the quality, it could have been the delivery, it could have been the price, it could have been whatever. I want to know what your problem, what the problems you had with our products and services were. And again, ask question upon question upon question. And here's a key question as you are talking to them. And here's how you might be able to create more business right now. As you are speaking to them, you're going to ask them this very important question. If we make these changes that you have outlined to our products and services, would you consider coming back to be our client? If they say no, then you know that you haven't gotten everything out of them. Because the fact of the matter is that if you call me up and say, I can paint a canvas with the picture that I want on it, and then get it from you, I'm going to go with you. So if they say no, I still wouldn't come back to you, you've got to find out what else they're having a problem with. If they say yes, say, great, when would you be ready to start? Are you locked into a contract? Would you be able to start next month? When's the soonest you could start? I'd love to get working with you on this right now. Action step number 3. Now you've got all of this fantastic input. What are you going to do with it? You're going to brainstorm. That's what you're going to do. If you're a one-man operation, get somebody, get a friend, get whatever, somebody else who understands your business to sit down with you and brainstorm solutions for these problems. Now here's the other thing. Look to multiple formats. If you have widgets, maybe you can make smaller widgets. Maybe you can make paper widgets. Maybe you can make metal widgets. If you're doing information, maybe you can put it into books. Maybe you can put it into CDs. Maybe you can put it into e-books. You want to have multiple formats as much as possible for the delivery of these new products and services. So new packaging, new ways of distributing it. If you only do books, now you can do books and CDs, or books, CDs, and ebooks, or books, CDs, and videos, whatever it is. How many different ways can I package these products and services? And then for each of these new formats of distribution or packaging or whatever, you're also going to write a list of benefits. Why is this particular way of doing it new beneficial? How does it solve one of the problems that my clients, either past or present, have outlined to me? And why does this particular way of this new packaging, etc., meet that problem or solve that problem? And finally, action step number 4. Once you've got your list of problems, once you've brainstormed solutions to the problems, once you've got all your new formats, and you've made your list of benefits, you're going to call a cross-section of your past and current clients, and you're going to run the new ideas by them. So you might have a whole list, a design, etc., that you want to email to them. So call them up, say, look, I want to email this to you. Is it okay? Get their permission. Call them or email the materials to them, and then follow up with a phone call after they've had a chance to review everything. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? Of all of these designs, these ideas, etc., which do you think are the most viable? Again, you're going to use a cross-section of all your clients, and they're going to tell you. Now, you might have had 10 things on a piece of paper, and when you talk to everybody, you find out only 4 of them work. Or you might have 10 things on a piece of paper and find out all of them work. Or you might have 10 things on a piece of paper and find out that none of them work, and you got to go back to the drawing board in terms of brainstorming. But again, once none of them work, or etc., you'll be able to follow up with that cross-section. They'll give you, again, more ideas until you finally have all of the new products and services that your entire database and the expanding database of clients is going to want. Again, you're now going to have more money-making options than you ever dreamed possible. And that's it. You have now put into play the power of problems are the solution. Congratulations. Now, in our next podcast, we're going to be talking about fear. Fear in business. Now, fear in business is a very important subject. As a matter of fact, it might be the single most important subject you ever learn about in business. And when you learn how to control fear in business, you're going to see your business explode. In our next podcast, you're going to learn how to identify fear in all of its disguises. And yes, it has a heck of a lot of them. You're going to be able to overcome fear very fast. and you're going to be able to go forward from fear, take action, and build your business faster than ever before. Now, here's a question for you. How would you like to start building a 6, 7, 8, or more figure business right now? How would you like to have the attributes to build multiple multi-million dollar businesses? How would you like to live a life where you have more money and more time than you even know what to do with? How would you like to be more than you ever dreamed possible as a human being and entity on this earth? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I invite you to visit our website, www.makeyourbusinessboom, to take your very own confidence and mastery assessment. It is absolutely free. It's a $125 value. And during this assessment, you will discover all you have and all you need to create your ultimate business and lifestyle. And you will come away with instant, and I mean instant, action steps, so you can start building that business and multiple businesses today. You'll also be entered for a chance to win a complimentary diagnostic and strategy session with myself or one of my master consultant coaches. Now, this session is normally $1,100. And during the session, you're going to get a lot of stuff, including a plan to help you build your business and take you to multimillionaire or billionaire status within 3 to 5 years. Methods to overcome your current limitations. The right and wrong way to use goals and outcomes to reach your dreams. One or more strategies you can start using now to increase your income by at least 20%. That's 20% in 12 months or less, and much, much more. So go ahead, go to the website again, www.makeyourbusinessboom.com, and sign up for your free confidence and mastery assessment. That's it for today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please be sure to leave your comments on makeyourbusinessboom.podomatic.com because we'd love to hear from you. And again, I want to know what you need, what your problems are, so that I can start solving them with this podcast. We want as many people as possible to benefit from this podcast. So please email the URL of our program, which is makeyourbusinessboom.podomatic.com, to your friends, family, and anybody else you know who can benefit. Thank you so much for listening. I'm grateful for the time and energy that you've invested, and I'm grateful to all of our listeners all over the planet Earth. I hope you've gotten a lot out of today's program. This is Eric Lures reminding you that your business can only grow to the extent that you do. I'll see you next time.